Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
Well, once again, Kansas City is number one, and once again, we can thank our esteemed mayor, Quentin Lucas, for making yet another number one on a national list. This one comes from Wallet Hub, which is an outstanding website. They do a lot of great work for consumers and things that you need to know about as you decide to where you're going to live, work, travel, things of that nature, how you want to spend your money, how it all works. They have released a report this week that Kansas City is number one in America in the highest increase in murder rate. We have topped Detroit and St. Louis in the top three. For number one in America, this is increase in murder rate. This is not total murders. Obviously, this is a per capita percentage of increase. And under Mayor Quentin Lucas, we have now reached number one in America with the highest increase in murder rate. We hear a lot about places like New York, New Orleans, Philadelphia. We've seen crime in Baltimore, a lot of other places. Well, just know this, that relative to how many people live in your community and relative to how safe it once was, we now lead the nation in the number one increase in murder rate. But Mayor Q has had no response to this. The Kansas City, Missouri Police Department was asked for a statement by local media to respond to this, and their response was, we haven't seen that report. We're working hard every day. And I don't doubt that the police are working hard every day. What I doubt is the people in charge are backing the police in Kansas City, Missouri, that we are locking people up, that criminals are out there afraid that they're going to go to jail for life. There's simply no disincentive to crime at this point. Criminals are not afraid of going to jail and getting locked up for life. And we're seeing an increase. This is in the murder rate, folks. This is not an increase in petty theft, shoplifting, something silly like that, marijuana possession. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the murder rate in Kansas City. We now have the highest percentage increase year over year in murder rate anywhere in the United States. We're in good company here. Detroit is number two. St. Louis is number three. New Orleans is number four. And Milwaukee is number five. I just can't even imagine a worse thing for any sitting mayor than the murder rate is going up faster than anywhere else in America. And yet, what do we get from Mayor Q? Over the weekend, we get soccer tweets. Women's soccer tweets is what we get. The KC Current are going to the championship game, if you didn't know this. That's the wife's, she's co-owner, the wife of Patrick Mahomes is co-owner of this soccer team, and they tweet about it incessantly. And so Mayor Q wants to be cool and in with Patrick Mahomes because that's his boy, you know, we're buds. So he tweets about women's soccer all the time. He's very busy bragging about the airport and the new airport and free buses for everyone in Kansas City, Missouri that's costing us millions of dollars. He's busy tweeting about the possibility of a $1 billion ballpark downtown. While these are fine pursuits, they do nothing. The Democrats who get in charge, especially in places like Kansas City or in big cities, and by the way, this report also broke down and pointed out that cities with Republican mayors have the lowest increase in murder rate because the murder rate's up all over. They have a much lower increase in murder rate in Republican cities like Miami, for example, compared to Democrat-run cities where the mayor and the council are in charge. So we're seeing all of that, but it just isn't going well for this mayor. I know he wants bigger and better things. I know he wants out of Kansas City. I know he wants to be a big-time player in Washington, D.C. I know he wants to build the airport, bring the World Cup, have free buses. My God, free buses, free buses. And talk about a $1 billion ballpark because that's what will get the attention of the power brokers in the Northeast that support campaigns and politicians in Washington, D.C. that move the needle. But it really doesn't do that much for Kansas City. Yes, we passed an airport many years ago. Yes, we're going to get it. By the way, we had a tragedy at KCI this week. I don't know if anybody saw this story or not, but we grieve with the family of a worker who was working on a pavement crew at KCI and was apparently hit by or run over by one of the pavement machines and died on the job. It was a member of Clarkson Construction. And these kind of touch close to home because I remember as a kid, my dad talking about injuries, maiming, I mean, really debilitating injuries and deaths on the job at his work sites. He started working in construction in the 1950s, so you can imagine, well, he started actually earlier than that. It might have been the late 40s and early 50s when he started working in construction. You can imagine how much less safe it was then than it is now, but it is still a dangerous occupation. This was not apparently at the new airport. It was somewhere on a runway of the current airport where they were doing some work, and this happened. We don't have any details on that, but we're saddened to hear that. A lot of folks are looking forward to the new airport and changes in Kansas City, but I don't think there's anything more important, and I think this all ties into what the election is in 2 weeks. There's nothing more important than life and death. We can have shiny new things. Voters can like a new airport. They can dream of a new ballpark. They can be happy they have a women's soccer team that's winning. But do those things really get you to vote? I don't know anybody right now that would vote yes for a new ballpark if it cost them tax dollars. I've yet to meet that person. I don't know who that is. Now, if they can find some private funding or, you know, tap into the ridiculous spending of the Democrats, we can't really stop that. If they get some money out of, they're not going to get money from the federal government, but if they found it elsewhere and it doesn't cost us anything, I think people would be on board with it, because people don't really realize no matter where you get the money, it costs you somehow. But they always do this thing. This is exactly what Dems do, and Mayor Lucas is great at it. Look at this shiny object. It's like a magician who has a shiny object in one hand, and then all of a sudden, a dove appears in the other hand. Where did the dove come from? Well, I don't know. We weren't looking. So look at these shiny objects over here in this left hand, and don't look at the murder rate in Kansas City. Don't even think about how inflation is taking its toll on residents of Kansas City, Missouri, like never before. Don't think about how panicked and desperate people are. Don't ask the question, why is there more crime? Why is there more violent crime? Why are stores in Kansas City, Missouri in particular having a difficult time? If you want to play by the rules in Kansas City, Missouri, go there and check out the prices in their stores. There are reports everywhere that in certain zip codes and areas in Kansas City, Missouri, where crime is out of control, they simply cannot stop people from stealing from their stores. So the only option, since they can't stop people from stealing, they don't want to engage them in fear of getting shot and killed. The police aren't stopping at all. There's not enough manpower or womanpower. Go check out the prices in Kansas City, Missouri. Their only option to make up for the people who come in and steal in many of the stores, we're talking about grocery stores, drug stores, you name it. The only option is to raise prices. This never gets talked about. We see all this theft at all these places. Where do you think it's worse? I know where it's worse. It's worse in Kansas City, Missouri than it is in Lenexa. I can promise you that. So what happens to the prices in Kansas City, Missouri? If you own the grocery store or the gas station or the liquor store, whatever it may be, and people are stealing from you, you're raising the prices of everything to offset your theft. Nothing gets done about this. That hits even bigger inflation for people who can afford it the least. And I don't hear Mayor Lucas talking about any of this stuff. He's just too busy tweeting about women's soccer. It's just so absolutely ridiculous. There are some good signs that Democrats they know that Armageddon's coming here in a couple of weeks, and we're starting to see signs of that from some of them, including a letter from 30 Democrats in D.C. to the President of the United States, Joe Biden, saying, for God's sake, could you please sit down with Russia and the Ukraine? This is escalating to a nuclear war. There will be no sending American troops in. We're not going to do that. What's going to happen is Putin's going to get, and there are reports that he has cancer, that Putin is a sick old man and takes treatments and all this other stuff. What does he care if his legacy as he's exiting the world is a couple of nuclear bombs launched? He's a madman. Sit down and figure it out. Even if only for the time being. Some sort of a six-month ceasefire. My God, anything. Negotiate it. Sit down. 30 Democrats now pleading with Joe Biden to please try to, they praised him, hey, for spending the money and doing the right thing and standing by Ukraine. They love Ukraine because it's basically the Democrat Party over there running the country. And by default, since we're funding everything in Ukraine, literally everything in Ukraine, They're just a branch of the American Democrat Party. That's all Zelensky is. That's all the government is there. They're basically a puppet of the Democrat Party. So the Democrats like all this, but now they're like, wait a second. We might want to think about Russia lobbing a nuke. This could be a problem. And so 30 Dems have said to Biden, could you please sit down with Zelensky and Putin? Could we have some meaningful talks? Why can't we get these men in the same room? Honest to God, it's 2022. Nobody wants nuclear war. We're talking about a small piece of Ukraine where a lot of people that live there want to be part of Russia. Can we go in and maybe, see, I don't think the Biden administration would do this. I think Trump would do this if he were president. Could we just go in and monitor a fair election? Could we let the people in those regions vote? Do you want to be part of Ukraine or part of Russia? Can we try democracy? Can we try diplomacy? No. Let's just send $70 billion worth of weapons to Ukraine to keep firing at Russia, and it's a proxy war for us. But now the Democrats are starting to notice this, and they've sent this letter to Biden. I don't know how much good it will do. That's not really the point. The point of me bringing it up is even warmongering Democrats at this point are like, wait a second, this is outrageous what we're doing. We have to try the third option. You know, the third option here is let's have diplomacy take over and negotiate our way out of this thing. So I do like that that's turning. But that's, you know, it's what it takes. It has to come from your own party. And it's the same with Mayor Lucas. At some point, somebody in Kansas City, Missouri has to step up and say, look, I'll be a Democrat mayor, but I'm going to be tough as hell on crime. There are certain things that are unbendable. We want to, you know, have these, what is it called? Narcon or whatever it's called. We want to have these machines so when you drug overdose, you can shoot yourself and stay alive. We want to give away clean needles. We want drugs to be legal. You can sit there and say all that crap you want. But at some level, if you're the mayor, if you're running a city, if you're prosecutors, you have to make your city safe. That is job one. Potholes and trash collection pale in comparison. They do. People are scared. People are very scared in a lot of places. We're going to see this in this election. It's going to be reflected in this election. You watch. Newt Gingrich is out there, and boy, I you know, I'll have what Newt's having, but I can't say what he's saying. I just can't do it. I'll defer to him and hope he's the smartest guy. Newt Gingrich now this week, 2 weeks out, is saying this will be the biggest Republican win since 1920. That forget red wave, it's a complete tsunami, that the metrics are all there. He's studied it. He's looked at it. He looks at all the different numbers and forget what he doesn't look at the polls. He doesn't look at any of that stuff. He looks at the metrics of the country and says historically and then compares it to history and said, this is what people do. Even if they don't say they're doing it, they go pull the lever for a different party because they're scared, because they're broke, because they feel like everything's going the wrong direction. Newt Gingrich is expecting a huge red tsunami, the biggest since 1920. KKHI is brought to you by Earth Effects Outdoor Living. Daniel Hanks and his team at eeoutdoor.com are the best anywhere in Kansas City for hardscapes. If you want to schedule something for this fall or maybe early spring, a time to do something out back, build an outdoor bar, a fire pit, or some cool hardscapes, outdoor kitchens, landscape beds, retaining walls, they do it all at Earth Effects Outdoor Living. They're a full landscape company. They'll be more than happy to be your landscaper and do all of your lawn maintenance next year and things of that nature. They do residential and commercial. They also do ponds, water features, all kinds of cool things. It's Earth Effects Outdoor, eeoutdoor.com. Or call Daniel at 816-215-9332. I got a chance to meet Daniel a few weeks ago when we were in Lee's Summit at the event we had there at the Martin City Brewing Company. That was a lot of fun that night. He's a great dude. They've been in the business for over 25 years. Anything outdoor living or landscape, it's Earth Effects Outdoor Living online at eeoutdoor.com. Don't forget, any of the sponsors that you hear on the podcast are at the KK list, including EE Outdoor. So if you don't remember their exact website or which company it was, you'll see them there. And of course, he's category exclusive with landscaping. You just click right on it. It goes right to his website, or you can see his phone number. That's eeoutdoor.com or just visit thekklist.com. Oh, my buddy G.W. Well over at Cornerstone Property Management. This guy's really, really interesting. He loves renovating old historic properties. He's always been into real estate and buying properties. At one point, he had about 10 rental properties. It was a full-time job for him to manage those, and he couldn't find a company to manage them well for him for a small fee. And he said, well, what the heck? I'll just start my own company and build my own management company so I don't have to mess with this, and we'll manage other properties as well. If you have rent collection issues, if you want to screen your tenants better, Cornerstone can help you with that. They also do maintenance renovation. They manage hundreds of properties. They specialize in Johnson County, Douglas County, Leavenworth County. But for one low fee, they manage your property for you. If you've inherited properties, maybe, or if you've been doing this as a side job, but you found you're just too busy managing these properties, contact Cornerstone Property Management and let your rental work for you. HomeWithCornerstone.com. Very simple. HomeWithCornerstone.com. These guys are the best in the business. They will actually save you time and money. That's HomeWithCornerstone.com is the website. Again, they're at the KK list as well. And my buddy Chris over at B-Stock has a shipment of Samsung refrigerators, 27.8 cubic feet, four-door French door with the food showcase window, stainless steel, the window and the door, $22.67 at Best Buy, $18.99 at B-Stock, brand new, and they'll deliver it anywhere in Kansas City free. So you're going to save $368 and get it delivered free. That's over $500 in savings right there, B-Stock over Best Buy. Pretty simple stuff. You want to check out everything they have? They've got a great selection of laptops and computers, including Chromebooks, for under $100. BeStock.net. They'll ship anywhere in America, or you can visit them at 14680 South Fleming Road in Olathe. Laura Kelly is running for governor in Kansas. She has been governor. She got lucky last time and won. And I say lucky. You couldn't have drawn a better inside straight if you went to a casino or were at the poker room. Collier lost to Kobach by, what, a few hundred votes in the primary? Then Kobach became a lesser gubernatorial candidate. I hate that word. A lesser candidate for governor because he has more negatives. And so Laura Kelly sneaked in. A lot of people stayed home. A lot of Republicans stayed home in a midterm election and said, nah, life was good. Trump was president. What do I care? I'm not voting. And they stayed home. Because they weren't Kobach fans. Like, I'm not going to go vote. Well, that's not going to be the case this time. Everybody's voting. So it's all out there. Laura Kelly, Lockdown Laura, has proven what she is. She was harmful to our school kids. You may live in Missouri and not like Parson for some of the things that he's done. You should have Lockdown Laura as your governor. And the things that we had in Kansas and the things that she did were outrageous. But nothing more outrageous than we found this week in a report by the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail has uncovered photographs of an event last week in Wichita called the Dada Ball, D-A-D-A, the Dada Ball, for all ages. All ages. There are pictures of explicit sexual theme shows with drag queens, all for kids. And it turns out, Kansas taxpayers, that your tax dollars supported this event and contributed to it. There was also one in June in Lawrence that was called an art program for all ages that was, quote, made possible by Kansas tax dollars, where the headline said, come on out and have a gay old time. The Kansas GOP has responded to Laura Kelly and her drag shows, saying she needs to go. Our children should not be exposed to explicit sexual theme shows. And it proves she really is that liberal, despite the commercials that she's airing all over television. Lockdown Laura is liberal, period. It's who and what she is, and what she says in campaigns or on TV commercials does not matter. Tell your friends in Kansas, this is your time to engage. All right, we don't like to start trouble. We don't want violence. We don't want you to lose any friends or relatives. Let them know that liberal Lockdown Laura supports drag shows for children with your tax dollars. It is a fact. It is true. It's at dailymail.com. There are pictures to support this. You must let people in the middle or people on the left know what they're voting for. Your tax dollars, children, drag shows. Way to go, Lockdown Laura. This has been popping up in other places. We've seen it in Texas and a couple of other states. You're like, how is this happening? How is this happening? Austin. Okay, Austin, Texas. Lawrence, I guess. Wichita? Wow, she has seriously got to go. One other governor race is going pretty well. That's Ron DeSantis in Florida. And I am so impressed with, the Carrie Lake in Florida is probably the best candidate running right now. DeSantis is running on his record, which helps. He hasn't had to be a great candidate out there running because he's done such a good job in Florida. But boy, it's now a two-horse race for who's running the best race after the debate DeSantis had on Monday night with Charlie Crist, who's just been around forever. He's an old guy. He's been around forever, right? And so Crist takes a shot at DeSantis and says, you can't even commit to being governor here for four more years because you're too busy thinking about running against Biden in 24. DeSantis, so ready for this, turns to Charlie Crist and says, well, I'm not thinking about 2024. The only worn out old donkey I'm looking to put out to pasture is you, Charlie Crist. you can see in Charlie Crist's eye, like, damn it, you got me. You know, the other one is Tim Ryan in Ohio. He just keeps running into a buzzsaw of J.D. Vance. It happened in their debate. It happens in all the things he brings up because they don't, like, it feels like when you really engage a Democrat and you know what you're talking about, it really looks like the Democrat is playing checkers and the Republican is playing chess. Like, I'm a move ahead of you. I know you're going to say this. Now I've got a comeback for you. Carrie Lake has done that in Arizona. J.D. Vance is doing that in Ohio. We're seeing some tremendous Republican candidates out on the trail this year, doing it a way that they have the brashness of Trump without the absurdity, you know, without the offensiveness. They have the brashness of Trump, but they're better prepared for the comeback. Instead of just turning and insulting Charlie and saying, you know, having a nickname for him, the reply here is, no, you've got this wrong, Charlie. The only worn out old donkey I'm looking to put out to pasture is you. That's just the greatest line ever. I mean, it's the only line anybody in Florida is talking about from the debate. And that's how you win a debate, by the way, is one line, one great line. And you're just ready for it. Like Carrie Lake's been ready to be called an election denier. And she went crazy out in Arizona in front of the media and just completely debunked the whole thing. We got some good, good candidates running. Really good candidates. I have so many of you that are reaching out to me saying, please tell us who to vote for. Because we know there's going to be things that don't say Republican by them. And that's true. The judges won't have Republican or Democrat by them. There will be some council positions and things like that, county commissions that don't say Republican or Democrat. Okay? So, I mean, I can mention these, but they're on this podcast now. We have so many people in so many places listening. I think the most important thing is, I mean, I can't really do a great list for you because I may miss your county. We have too many counties. What I know is this. Many of you have sent me links to different counties in your GOP party. The Republican Party has a website in your county. I get emails every day from the Northeast Johnson County Conservatives. That's a branch off of the county party, but they just every day. I had at events, I've had the Jackson County Republican Party come out to my remotes. There's a voter guide available at the Jackson County Republican Party site. It's very simple to find. You can Google these things. They're just not hard. Jackson County Republican Voter Guide. I have it right here in front of me. And I don't vote in Jackson County. It has legislature here. Teresa Galvin, Gene Lauer, Sean Smith, Bill E. Kidd, John Murphy, Lance Dillenschneider. They're all here. Independence Council, Mike Huff, Jackson County Question 1, vote yes. Constitutional Amendment 1, vote no. Constitutional Amendment 3, vote no. They're all on your county site. So I can't do it for you, but if you go to your county sites, folks, you'll see it. A lot of you are like, hey, I'm voting early, and I got stumped by a couple of these things. They were on the ballot, and I didn't know which way to go. These county people in the GOP are working real hard for you on how to vote. You can literally, I have this card. I have it right here in my hand. This is the Jackson County card. You can walk in with this. It's okay to take your notes in. You can just walk right in with it because so many of these things don't say Republican or Democrat. Find your county's site. If you don't see it there, find out, call your council person. I mean, I know this sounds ridiculous, but whatever municipality you live in, so for me, it would be Lenexa. I could call my council person and say, where can I find a Republican guide for Lenexa or Johnson County or whatever? Now, I know where to find them in my county, but if you don't, call someone. And if you don't know whether your council person, because these are pretty low-level offices, your council person lives in your neighborhood, or should live somewhere pretty close to you. Call that person, and even if they're a Democrat, you know, say, who is a Republican on the council that I can call and ask how to vote? They'll have to tell you. They're your representative. So it takes a little bit of initiative on your part, but not much more than sending me an email saying, can you help me? If I did a podcast where I just read off everything, it would probably take like an hour. And I think it would be really boring for a lot of you because let's say I've already hit your county and then I go on for 30 more minutes about other counties. I don't think you want to hear it. So this is what the World Wide Web was built for. Voter information. That's exactly what the web was built for. What drives me crazy when I listen to sports radio now is all these young guys that get on and just read the internet to you. They read social media to you, or they read the internet to you. I'm like, no, those are great media. The social media, fine. Internet, wonderful. There's a time and a place for that. When you're listening to somebody doing an audio podcast or a radio show, it's not exactly what you're looking for. It's a different brand of media. So I'm not trying to slough this off and push this off on anyone. I'm just saying I hear you loud and clear. The one that I've said over and over and over that's really easy is if you live in Kansas, anywhere in Kansas, and you want to change the makeup of the Supreme Court, fire them all, not Stegall. Fire them all, keep Stegall. However you want to say it, you're going to be asked when you vote about Supreme Court justices. Should you retain them? The answer is no. Don't retain any of them until you see the last name Stegall, and then you see it, yes. That's it. That's the only one. Fire them all. If it goes well, if those people get voted out, in comes Derek Schmidt as the new governor, we're on our way. We flipped the court. Like Republicans, I don't know why there is not an ad campaign by the Kansas GOP of some sort to educate the people of this state that if you are Republican, you can change the Supreme Court. You can vote these liberals out right now. Just vote no, except for Stegall. Fire them all, not Stegall. That's easy. Anyone in Kansas, you can do this. It's going to be on your ballot. So that reaches a lot of people in a lot of places. The Republicans are about to take over Missouri with every statewide office. They're going to win it all. Republicans are going to have every single statewide office in Missouri. We're doing great things in our local states here. But if you don't know about your county commission, the other things that are on your ballot, find your county website with the Republican Party. Just Google your county and then put GOP in it and search it. If that doesn't work, go to DuckDuckGo, because Google sometimes will filter out GOP stuff. They will. Go to DuckDuckGo. It's another search engine. It doesn't have a lot of parameters on it. It doesn't steal your information and all that stuff. It's more private. So try DuckDuckGo if Google doesn't work. Or call a politician and say, where is the resource for me? I need to know exactly how to vote on some of these other things. I like that. Fire them all except Stegall. Hey, I got a bunch of emails. People were not happy. They were watching the Manning cast on Monday night during a dreadful Bears-Patriots Monday night game. More football coming up in a moment. Barack Obama was their guest in the first quarter or second quarter. It was his first guest of the night. And a lot of you were disappointed because I think you identify the Mannings and know that so many quarterbacks in the NFL are Republicans. It's crazy how Republican quarterbacks are in football. It really is crazy. Like Tom Brady is texting buddies with Ron DeSantis. It's well known. DeSantis and Brady are buddies. They're texting buddies. We know what Patrick Mahomes is. We've seen it. We know what his family, we know his mom very well. She's like the biggest MAGA Trump woman you ever saw. And, you know, his Twitter picture is the giant American flag stretched across the field at Arrowhead. I don't think he's as out there as some. He likes to keep it private. I understand why Mahomes wants to keep it private. That's fine. But know that he is conservative. Know that Andy Reid is conservative. Know that the ownership and management of the Chiefs are conservative. It's all there. So there's a lot of this in the NFL. And I think somehow inherently we sort of know that the Mannings are. And so people were a little bit hurt that Barack Obama was on. But Peyton Manning's a businessman. His company's called Omaha Productions. He owns the show, the Manning cast. He owns it. Like, it's his production company's show. They get to do whatever they want, and ESPN buys the show. There's a lot more money than that than being paid to come on and do a few shows. Manning's a smart guy. Look, he doesn't need to get political on the football Manning cast. And who wouldn't take a former president on their show? I wouldn't be that upset about it. There were no politics in it. It was predetermined. We're going to talk about football and talk about Obama. And, you know, it was kind of cute. They said, oh, you moved to Chicago in 1985. And then they show the Super Bowl shuffle and all this other stuff because that was the 85 Bears. It's okay. We don't have to hate everything. If we just see and hate everything, we become them. I got this wonderful email. I'm not going to fit it into today's podcast, but there's a survey out. It's a really intense study that says liberals are 18% more likely to be unhappy with their lives than conservatives. That's at least right. I think the numbers were like 60-some percent of Republicans are happy with their life and 40-some percent of Democrats are. It's pretty stark, and then it breaks it down by women, and it gets even worse. Like, the gap between Republican women and Democrat women is insane. Like, Republican women are pretty happy with their lives, and liberal women are just off their rockers, upset with everything in the world, and are not happy and can never be happy. If we just complain about every little thing, that, oh my God, Barack, my Jessica went nuts. Oh God, Obama's on, turn it off. I'm like, I know, but come on. Let's see what happens. Let's not be them. Let's not be them. That stuff shouldn't really bother you that much. But there's a lot of things out there that shouldn't bother people. I got a call from Danny Klinkscale on Monday. He said he was listening to Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio, who I think is a really good, bright, young talent. I've met Carrington. I know him a little. We text. When I listen to sports radio in the afternoon, that's the one I listen to because he is not reading a computer screen to you. He's not recapping drafts from 15 years ago or, you know, going over this statistic thoroughly. And it's not something from a computer screen. He is an artist. He's doing his craft. I've told him that. And that's why I listen. And Danny calls me and says, I was listening to Carrington today, and he said he was talking about a general manager and a player that one of them made some sort of a comment, look, I don't like to go in and have an uncomfortable conversation. And Carrington's point was, you have to have uncomfortable conversations in life. It's part of life. It's certainly part of business. He said, hell, once a month for a year and a half, I've gone to my program director and said, can I have Kevin Keatsman on my show? And they've told me no. I couldn't believe he said this on the air. Now, I've known this. I've not mentioned it on my podcast because I've known this. I've talked to him about it. I want to do a home and home with Carrington. I want him to come on the podcast, and I want to go on his radio show. We can do it one time. We can do it once a month. I don't care how often we do it. I think he's an interesting guy. Hell, I'd have him on once a week. But it can't happen. This is what, when we talk about a restrictive media culture, corporate media culture in America, this is what we're talking about. And I don't know what it's about. I don't know, you know, it could be about, you know, what happened with the Chiefs. It could be about that I'm conservative. It could be about, you know, the mayor of Kansas City thinks I'm a racist. I mean, there's all kinds of things it could be about. I don't know what it's about, but it would be good radio. It'd be really good radio. It would get numbers. And then when they uploaded it, it'd get a lot of podcast listeners on their site. Hell, we could probably get some sponsors to sponsor it. I'm mentioning this right now. I'll bet by the end of today, five of my podcast sponsors say, if you go on 610 Sports and do a weekly segment, I want to sponsor that. I could make them money and they won't do it. This is what's crazy. You can't be like them. You can't see Obama on the Manning cast and go, oh, that ruins it for me, those Manning brothers. No. Take the high road. We're better people. We are more inclusive. Let's be honest. We're more inclusive than they are. That's what this is all about to me. If Barack Obama would come on this podcast, I'd have him in a heartbeat. Now, it wouldn't sound like the Manning cast, right? But I'd have him on in a heartbeat. Bill Clinton, sure. Come on in. Let's do it. I mean, you just take those guests. You take some of them. And I'm okay with that. And I don't think we should be them. And there's still a lot of them out there, even in our local media. It's beyond explanation at this point. They see these operations now see the podcast as their competition. They do. We're competing for advertisers. We're competing for listeners, viewers, readers, whatever it may be. We're competing against each other now. Yet when I offer to do something for them free, they don't want to do it. Explain that one to me. I'd be happy to go on 610 free. Be more than happy to just go on there. Done. 810? Sure. Call me up. Won't happen. I've offered my services to, you know, the local television stations, your little football pregame shows. You want to do segments. I could do, when COVID was going on, I got a Zoom set up here. I can do the whole, nope, nothing. Nothing. They see you as competition, but they don't want you to be a part of what they're doing. And it has to be the conservative part of it. It has to be. It can't be anything else. There's been no cancellation here. We have thousands and thousands of listeners, and we have multiple sponsors that are unafraid to be affiliated with this or with me. They're like, he's a pretty good guy, and his listeners are great, and they come in and they buy our products, and they're sweet people. Yes, that's us. And it must drive them crazy to know at their core that we're actually more inclusive, bigger and nicer people. It must absolutely drive them bat crap crazy, honestly. Speaking of great sponsors, we've got a new one in Gravity, a new restaurant in Prairie Village. Unwind after work with a quality dining experience or have a great business lunch there. You're going to love it. It's the new concept from KC Hops. It is beautiful in this place. GravityKansasCity.com is the website if you want to check it out online before you go. But they've got fresh appetizers. We had the shrimp, handcrafted cocktails. Everything is so fresh and so good. It's the old Blue Moose location, the shops at Prairie Village. If you want to learn more, GravityKansasCity.com. North Kansas City Dental, north of the river in North Kansas City and in Westwood, two offices to see Dr. Bill Bush, your award-winning dentist. This guy's the best. He's the dentist to the Chiefs players, and you never know who you might run into when you go in for your regular dental care. Set up that appointment. You're supposed to go every 6 months. I'm not great at going every 6 months, but your insurance covers it. Go on in there and get a checkup. Make a switch from your dentist to your new dentist, Dr. Bill Bush, nkcdental.com, 816-471-2911. And my guy Hutch over at Amazing Garage Floors, online at amazinggaragefloors.net. It's for people with concrete. That's right. Plenty of time still this fall to seal your driveway with Seal XP, a wonderful product that Hutch applied himself. Hutch and his wife came out and applied it themselves on my driveway. He's on most jobs, or she's on most jobs, as like everyone else. It's hard to, you know, find and keep people. So they're out there working and doing it. But man, it does amazing things for your concrete when they start to throw that salt and sand and crap on it this winter. You're going to be glad you sealed your driveway with amazinggaragefloors.net. Hey, remember when the Chiefs had quarterback problems and we'd be sitting here right around Halloween time going, should we start Tyler Thigpen or I don't know why I always pick on Tyler Thigpen. That's bad. Or one of the Hewards. Which one of the Hewards was here? Brock Heward? Should we start Brock Heward or Tyler Thigpen? Do you remember those days? We had a lot of those days. It just kind of occurred to me last night while I was watching the Patriots and Bears that it is great to be a Chiefs fan. It really, truly is, because you just don't have any of that. Belichick was goofing around with his quarterbacks. He put Mac Jones out there. Then he decided that didn't look very good. So he drafted this guy. You know, they think he's their guy. They pull him out because he looks the part. He's tall. He stands and he's strong in the pocket, all these things. I'm not saying he's a great quarterback. I'm just saying I understand why they drafted him and thought, well, he could be the guy. Then they put Bailey Zappe in, and it doesn't get any better, really. And Zappe's like 5'8". They list him at 6 feet, I think, but there's no way. This guy must have had 12 passes last night batted down in some fashion or other, or knocked loose. That's too high. Eight. I mean, every time you looked up, he's trying to throw one, and he can't throw it over the line. He's an NFL quarterback that cannot throw it over defensive linemen. His release point's really low. His technique is brutal. He leans back as he throws, which gives the ball a tendency to sail when he does throw it downfield. It's awful. They got no I don't know what Belichick was doing. They got back in the game, sort of, and it wasn't going well with Zappe. He didn't put Mac Jones back in. I couldn't care less about the Patriots. I don't care who their quarterback is. Justin Fields, all he did was run the ball last night, and they couldn't tackle him. It would be 3rd and 11, and he'd scramble and get the first down. I'm like, Belichick's defense, what in the world? How is this possible? Belichick's this bad. Fields is no good. I don't think the Bears have solved their quarterback problem. He's just a runner, right? Like, there's a lot of guys that are just runners. People go goo goo gaga over Lamar Jackson. He's just a runner. But they don't have quarterback controversies in those places. And I guess they don't have one in Chicago. But this also came at a time where we learned the Colts have now benched Matt Ryan, and they're going to play Sam Ellinger, the former Texas quarterback. Dak Prescott played for the Cowboys on Sunday and wasn't as good as Cooper Rush, who'd been playing and went 4-1. The Cowboys still won, but they did it with a remarkable defensive performance. All of these teams are struggling at quarterback. Tom Brady stinks right now. Aaron Rodgers looks lost. All these teams have these quarterback problems. And then there's these little itty-bitty pockets where you go, wow, there's a team that doesn't have a quarterback problem. That's odd. You know who doesn't have a quarterback problem? Seattle. Seattle went from Russell Wilson to Geno Smith and got better. Geno Smith leads the NFL in completion percentage. Geno Smith. I've always said and believe that playing quarterback in the NFL is the most glorious and cruel thing ever. Depending on where you are drafted, it really depends on whether you're going to make it or not, whether you're going to be any good or not. I firmly believe that. I'll tell you this. When the Chiefs took Eric Fisher, who I don't think is even in football anymore, when they took Eric Fisher number one overall, I said, if I owned a football team, and maybe I would change my mind now that I have Patrick Mahomes, I would. But if I had a football team and did not have Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen right now, so if I was any of the other 30 teams, and I'm on the clock in the first round and no quarterback's been taken, it is a mandate to my management, you will take a quarterback and you will be held responsible. There is a good quarterback somewhere in this draft. You get the pick of the litter. Find him. Okay? So that year, it would have been Geno Smith. And I've been this target of everyone since I said that on the radio. They love Geno Smith. Ah, ha, ha, instead of Eric Fisher. Well, here we are. Geno Smith still playing. Eric Fisher's out of football. And Geno Smith leads the NFL in completion percentage. Why? Well, he got to a well-coached team. He's got a couple of weapons. He's got some players to throw to. It's situational. Geno Smith is not Patrick Mahomes. I'm not making that argument. I will make the argument that if Geno Smith had been drafted by the Chiefs and played for Andy Reid the last 9 years with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and all the studs that Andy had, people would think of Geno Smith as just below Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. They would. He'd be right in that next level of quarterbacks, and he would have had multiple playoff appearances. Hell, they might have even won a Super Bowl because he could have done what Alex Smith did those years even better because he runs a little better than Alex Smith did. It's possible. Again, Geno Smith is not the second coming of anything, but I'm looking at all these places that have these quarterback problems, and I wonder how many of them are actually the quarterback and how many of them are the situation they're in. Like, if you're the Bears quarterback, you really have a great shot. You would think that Belichick would figure it out and know who the best quarterback is for his team. That doesn't seem to be working. The Cowboys have Dak Prescott and they have all these weapons, but he looks lost right now. It's just a difficult thing. It really takes so many things. Like, what if Patrick Mahomes had been drafted by Carolina? What if? What if he'd been drafted by Cleveland? What if? I mean, you know, these places where the coaches change all the time, there's turmoil everywhere. What if Patrick Mahomes was drafted by Jacksonville? And he'd been sitting down there with those buffoonish coaches. Is Jacksonville getting better? Looks like they are, but they have a quarterback that's supposed to be the stud, and he's not. He's in Jacksonville. Just something to ponder. I really don't have any great statement. It's just something that I think about. And boy, I'm watching it right now with all these teams that are having quarterback problems. It is great to have Patrick Mahomes here in Kansas City and good to be a Chiefs fan. On to baseball. The World Series starts Friday, and a lot of people are wondering why it takes that long to start the World Series. They don't like to go up against the NFL, but I think they don't adjust their schedule. These other series ended earlier. I read a story earlier today on a sports journalism website that said Major League Baseball is really blowing it by playing Friday and Saturday to start the World Series. That puts them up against college football. Their strategy is just avoid the NFL at all cost. So they do that. But they've never had a better opportunity to start the World Series on a Wednesday, Thursday, or even Thursday, Friday They were afraid of Thursday night football, but there's no reason to be afraid of Thursday night football anymore. Only 8 million people watched last week on Thursday night football. It was the third consecutive week that the numbers went down by millions. So Amazon numbers are way down, and they're dropping every week. Of course, they're crappy games. They give them bad teams and the whole deal. But the Yankees-Astros had 6 million viewers last Thursday night. That's surprising to me. Baseball within 2 million of an NFL game leads me to believe that this Thursday night, if baseball were debuting on Big Fox with the World Series Game 1, they would beat the NFL. Baseball would beat the NFL. Unheard of. Baseball would beat the NFL Thursday night, but they're not playing Thursday night because they're afraid of the NFL. So they're going to play Friday night when about half as many people watch TV as they do on Thursday night. So baseball's missing some opportunities here, but that's pretty much on them. One of the great players playing right now, Alex Bregman, terrific third baseman for the Astros. He set a record in the American League Championship Series. Most RBIs in the postseason ever by a third baseman. And I thought, boy, there's a great player. He's terrific. And I thought, baseball always tries to protect its stats, right? So they, you know, the Hall of Fame, everything, whether you're in or out, it depends on the stats and the numbers. When I hear a number like that, and I think about George Brett and Mike Schmidt, I'm like, yeah, no, don't mention Alex Bregman to me and George Brett in the same sentence. George Brett used to play three-game series? I think in the beginning it was a three-game series to go to the World Series, no more than five. You win your division, you went to a five-game series, then you went to the World Series, and that was it. Now they have wild card series, division series, championship series, World Series, and the Astros have been in the playoffs with all of these games these last few years. The sheer number of games you can play in now is so different than what you could play in before. I don't want to hear any stats about new players becoming the all-time postseason RBI guy for a third baseman. Do not mention Alex Bregman and George Brett in the same sentence. Don't do it. Don't do it. And where was George Brett the best postseason? It just struck me when I saw that. I'm like, oh, come on. And I thought, how is that possible? And I'm like, well, yeah, it's possible. They're playing twice as many games each year that George Brett got to play back in the day. Holiday season is coming up. Joslyn's Jewelry should be on your mind, guys. You want to get something sweet for the holidays? Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, online at joslynsjewelry.com. Ask for Dave or Cameron on the showroom floor. They are members of the family, is the best way to say it, the Joslyn family. Nobody works on commission there. They have great products, lower prices. They'll clean your jewelry while you wait. You'll be a customer for life. It is a much better experience than some, no offense, 23-year-old kid at a corporate jewelry shop somewhere at the mall or whatever that's, you know, too busy hanging out on Twitter to worry about what you're looking at. Joslyn's is the jewelry you'll recommend to your friends and family. They're the best in the business. I've been representing Joslyn's Jewelry now for almost 25 years. Gary's a personal friend. They're going to treat you right. Mention the podcast when you go in there, and you're going to be part of their family as well. Joslyn's Jewelry. And Cross Kitchens, online at crosskitchenskc.com. Family-owned and operated. This is your remodeler. If you're considering some new countertops, even just something as simple as new countertops or new flooring in your kitchen, Cross Kitchens will do that for you. Or they'll do the complete remodel if you'd like. They can do it all. If you have an unfinished space in your house you want to finish, crosskitchenskc.com. 816-898-7047. Call Tim Cross, the owner, and he will set it all up for you. I'm a little sad to hear this news, and it's from broadcasting, and he's one of my favorite broadcasters for a wide variety of reasons that I could do a whole podcast on Jim Nance. Just from the type of broadcaster he is, that he lets the game sounds big when Nance calls it, but he lets the game breathe. He doesn't try to be the game. He also calls my favorite sports. He calls the NFL, he calls the Masters, he calls golf. Love watching all those things. He has stayed away from the NBA, which I don't care about. He has, not done baseball, to my knowledge. But Jim Nance is great. He's just truly outstanding. And he has announced this week that March Madness in 2023 will be his last tournament for CBS Sports. He's done. So I'm done with college basketball. It's about a month's work. out of his year. And this guy works harder than anyone. He does the whole football season. He does so many golf tournaments. It's crazy. So he's really, 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 really busy. Now, he gets paid a lot of money. He's never really leveraged for more or thought about leaving CBS for Amazon or something like that. It's not in him. He loves CBS Sports. He loves the Masters. He loves the relationship between CBS and the Masters, and he loves being a part of that. It's a lifestyle. It's a choice. He has said, I have enough money. I could probably make, over the next 10 years, $50 to $75 million more if I left CBS, like Al Michaels did, and went to Amazon or something like that. He could make the money. But he said, no thanks. He has, however, said he's 63 and has young children at home. He has a second family he's raising. Not talking about financially. He's fine there. He said, I just need more time at home. Need more time at home with my kids. And March Madness also is their spring break where we can all go do something. So he's out. This is his last tournament. It's in Houston, which is his hometown. It's where he went to college. He was a college golfer at the University of Houston. And the Final Four is in Houston, and this will be his last Final Four. Ian Eagle reportedly is taking over at CBS to call the Final Four after this year. So congratulations to Jim Nance on being in that spot and making that decision. He has been the voice of March Madness in the Final Four since 1991. Can you believe that? Good for him. He is not leaving the NFL. He is not leaving the Masters. He's not leaving golf. I got to think there's at least 10 more years, maybe 15, of Nance at CBS doing golf in the NFL. So enjoy. We get him a lot. He's like the Chiefs announcer now. Like, you don't even know Mitch Holtis announces for the Chiefs anymore. Nobody listens to the radio broadcast anyway. It's like Jim Nance is now our local Chiefs announcer. That's kind of what it's become. Nance and Romo are the voices of the Chiefs. Sorry, Mitch. It's true. It's Jim Nance. It is. They send him to the Chiefs games all the time. Quite a compliment and good stuff. A couple of you signed up to become patrons yesterday. We did a patron podcast. I also want to let you know that we are doing a patrons-only party the day after the election at a location to be disclosed to patrons only on the patron podcast and through the newsletter. We would love to have you be part of this. If you sign up now to become a patron, you can meet us on November 9th, the day after the election, to celebrate. The food's on me. I buy all the food, the hors d'oeuvres. I set up a whole thing for everybody. You're responsible for whatever you drink, but it's fine. We're going to be there from 4 to 7, and Mike Thompson is going to be our guest. Kansas State Senator Mike Thompson, the former meteorologist who lives in Shawnee and represents that district in Topeka. He's going to do a Q&A. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be nothing but great Republicans there, fun people. We're going to have a great time, and we do the patron parties about 4 times a year, and I'll bring a guest in or do something fun, and it's a cool thing. It's also a great way to do business and find other people in business and do business with them. You won't believe how much, but it's a business networking group as well. Become a patron today at kkhasissues.com. When you go to sign up, do it on your desktop or your laptop. It's easier than on your phone. $5 a month, you're in, and we'll see you on November 9th at our patron party. Mike Thompson will be our featured speaker. We will do a Q&A with him, and I'm very much looking forward to it. Thank you so much, as always, for listening to KKHI. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we'll catch you next time right here at the podcast.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.